It didn't take long for Jeremy to accept Catherine's offer, and in November 2019, he made the trip from Jackson County to Houston to hand-deliver the DNA samples to Othram. Hopes were high, but there was one big problem. According to Othram CEO, David Middleman, the sample from baby Jane was in very poor condition. Due to so many years passing since she was first buried and the fact that her grave had been flooded, the evidence sample that the lab had to work with was contaminated with bacteria. To everyone's dismay, the condition of the remains meant that the sample would take much longer than anticipated to develop a usable profile.
So while they waited for results, investigators had no choice but to go back over the many theories that had emerged over the years as to who baby Jane was, what had happened to her, and where her mother could be. By that point, the sheriff's office was convinced that the report of the adult body seen floating in the Pascagoula River the same day baby Jane was found in the Escatawpa River was most likely the little girl's mother. All of the evidence and witness testimony in the case pointed to that being the most likely scenario.
By 2019, what investigators realized was that in all of their years looking into baby Jane's case, they'd never taken a big enough step back and looked at all the other crimes happening in Jackson County during the 1980s. When they did widen their scope, they discovered an alarming number of horrific unsolved homicide cases that overlapped with the same time frame that baby Jane and the body of her supposed mother were reported. Many of those cases were homicides of young women and bore striking resemblances to each other. Next time on Solvable, we're taking a brief break from discussing baby Jane's case to dive into some of those other unsolved murders, one of whose prime suspect may be linked to baby Jane.
Red flags were everywhere. It's like he implanted himself into these murders. In his journals, he admitted that he's the one that killed Nelka and shot the mother with a .22 under her chin.
That's on the next episode of Solvable.